Lori's online and has a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Over the weekend, I went into the closet and discovered that the transformer for my fluorescent light fixture in my closet was smoking.
Oh,
wow.
So we got, yeah,
not good.
We got the power killed and the unit taken off.
Okay.
Then I went to the store to find a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 2-round fluorescent fixture. One was a 22-watt, one was a 32-watt bulbs in this center of a 11-foot long by, say, 52 inches wide closet. I'm trying to figure out how much light I need, figuring on going with LEDs for energy savings. And I'm sitting there staring at ceilings of light fixtures with so much light, I can't judge. It's talking to me in lumens, and it's saying this is the equivalent of 175-watt bulb or two.
Yeah. Well, this is a closet. So, I mean, I say you really can't have too much light, right, Leslie?
I mean, I guess it depends on your comfort level with lighting. If you know, some people are very light sensitive and get ocular migraines, so you have to be careful that you don't overlight it. But I think it's a basis of what was in there before.
One's 32 watts, the other one's 22. And both were on at all times.
Why'd you have them on all the time?
Whenever I was in the closet, they were on.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is that I didn't have a choice of just lighting one of the two bulbs.
Or a dimmer or any of that.
No.
And that provided sufficient lighting? You didn't have dark spots? You didn't have any areas where you couldn't see?
I did have dark spots.
You did?
Yeah, at the corners of the room, because it's in the center of the room. It's long and skinny, so the two dark corners.
You know, I think a good solution is, you know, forego the electricity, you know, altogether and go for a wall-mounted item that you can put up yourself that's battery-operated, that will have an occupancy sensor on it that knows when you're coming and going, or even ones that you can just turn on. You know, Mr. Beams, they manufacture a couple of different battery-operated lights that will, you know, run for ages and ages and have a ton of lumens that'll give you the brightness you need.
Yeah, if you want to try to determine like how many lumens you had there before, a 22-watt circular bulb, which is maybe the size of your smaller one, that's roughly about 1,000 lumens.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you a ballpark. But the LED lights are going to be so much brighter than the old fluorescents that you had. They're going to be safer to run.
And
I mean,
cleaner,
it's almost not
like.
Yeah, and cleaner. And you already have the wiring there, but if you wanted to go and put like one fixture up where you had the wiring and then go to the deepest, darkest corner of that closet and put in a couple of Mr. Beam's battery-powered LEDs. I've got one of those in my closet, and I'm telling you, it really works well, because sometimes I go in there, you know, and there's a light on in the room where the closet is, but when you open the door, you really can't see into it. And as soon as I open the door and stick my head in there, boom, the light comes on and I can see just fine. So you might even want to do a combination like that so you don't have those dark spots and you can really see what you've got there. Go to MrBeams.com. It's a manufacturer that specializes in battery-powered LED lights. And the lights that I put up, the batteries last for an entire year. It's amazing when you see that they're battery-powered and how much brightness they come on with. They're really super bright, and they're not expensive.
Okay.
You know, like $30, $40 a light. And then you can find them at lots of different retailers and so on. But, you know, get one and test it out. You'll be really surprised with how bright it is.
Okay, thank you so much. Because, like I said, after trying to look at all the fixtures, and
yeah,
I was seeing 80, 120, you know.
Yeah, it's like you get like snowblind, right?
I came home with a headache.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, I think that what makes the most sense is for you to put in one decently sized LED fixture. And then if you've got some dark spaces, pop a couple of the battery-powered ones in there. And I think you'll be well covered.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.